Me'ila chapter 1, Mishnah 1. So Me'ila is dealing with the improper use of temple property, something which has been donated to the temple, either for use of the temple or for as a sacrificial animal. If you use that for your own personal use, so then you've committed Me'ila. You've committed Me'ila. And what you would have to do is pay back the temple what you used from them, plus a fifth, right? And this is all only if you did it unintentionally. If you did it unintentionally, you can do kapora by doing this. If you did it intentionally, you can't do this procedure. But if you did it unintentionally, you pay back what you used, plus a fifth, plus you bring an asham offering to atone for your sin. If you do it intentionally, then all you have to do is recompensate the temple for what you used from them, but you don't get mechila for that. So you can't get mechila by adding the fifth and bringing the asham offering because you did it intentionally. So we're going to be going through this in this all of the different laws around what is Me'ila, what isn't Me'ila, etc. etc.
So you just pay for the actual use, like a rental.
If there's no loss to the animal, if there's no reduction in value of the animal. I'm not sure. Maybe we'll come to it, but I think it's only if you damage. You know, only if you cause damage. But what do you have to pay back? What do you have to pay back? We'll see. Right. Koche kadashim sheshchatan bedarum. If the most holy animal is slaughtered in the south, now you're not allowed to slaughter the most holy animal in the south, and the animal is pasul. Nevertheless, says the Mishnah Mu'alin Bahen, if you use that animal afterwards, you get any personal benefit, you've still committed Me'ila. Even though the animal is an unfit sacrifice, nevertheless, the psul, the unfitness, does not remove it so far that you can't that you could now use it for your personal use. So to all of these examples, Shchatan Bedarim V'Kibal Daman B'Tzafon, even if you slaughter it in the south, and then you receive its blood in the north, still the animal you'd get Me'ila. But Safon v'kibol daman bedarum, if you slaughter in the north, but receive the blood in the south. Or shchatan v'yoyim, you slaughter in the day, v'zarak belaila, and then you sprinkle the blood at night, which you weren't allowed to do. Or belaila, or you slaughter in the night, v'zarak b'yoyim, and then you sprinkle the blood in the day. Or sheshchatan chutz lizmanam v'chutz limkoyman, or you slaughter it with an outside of time intention, meaning you're going to eat the meat or offer it up out of time or out of place. You have intention when you slaughter it to offer it up out of its place. Mu'alin bahin. In all of these cases, the meat me'ila still applies. Even though this is an unfit sacrifice, me'ila still applies to it. You haven't removed it from the category of me'ila. Kal amar Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said this principle. Kol sha lashas hete lakanim. Any meat which has one moment of permittedness to the Kohanim. Ein mo'alin bahem, me'ila doesn't apply to the meat. Because of these most holy sacrifices, part of the meat went to the Kohanim. So if the meat was ever fit for the Kohanim, even for 1 minute, before something else went wrong, and we'll see examples now, then me'ila doesn't apply to it anymore. V'shiloha ala shase to the Kohanim. But if it was never ever became permitted to the Kohanim, mo'alin bahem, then me'ila does apply to it. So, examples. Ezi shia la shas hetilakanim. What's an example that it was permitted to the kahanim? Shelana, that the meat was, it was sacrificed, it was all good, and the meat was there for the kahanim, and then they left it too late. They didn't eat it in the prescribed time. So that meat, me'ilo, doesn't apply to it. The minute it becomes permitted to the kahanim, it's like no longer Hashem's, and therefore if you get benefit from it, you haven't used Hashem's property, so to speak.
You've used the Kohen's property,
but that's not Me'ila. That's another issue. But Shenitma, or the meat became Tama, so it was permitted to the Kohen, then it became Tama. But Sheyatza, or you take the meat out of the courtyard, out of the temple courtyard, which you're not allowed to do. So in all of those cases, the meat was perfectly good, then something else went wrong, So Me'ila doesn't apply to all of that, because it was the Kohen's property that something went wrong with, not Hashem's. And what's the case that it was never permitted to the Kohanim? Shnishchata chutz lizmana, that it was shechted with an out of a time intention. So that from the moment it was shechted, it was forbidden. It never became permitted to the Kohanim. A chutz limkoma, with an outside of place intention. V'shekibul psulin, or someone who was pasul, received the blood. Only the Kohen could receive the blood. V'zarku estama, or someone who was pasul, sprinkled the blood. In all of these cases, the meat never became permitted to the Kohanim, and therefore Me'ila does apply to this meat.